Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Or you can follow us on Twitter, at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at wpfpod@gmail.com. Again, that's wpfpod@gmail.com.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
The greatest wrestler in the history of wrestling? He was so good that he wore an outfit with the words fair play written across it. Like, I'm so good, I don't even need to cheat to beat you. It's kind of my idol.
You're changing your Depends over to diapers.
I sentenced them to deletion.
Depends over to diapers.
Delete.
I thought that the Women's Royal Rumble was extremely well done. But when they brought back like Michelle McCool, she looked like she hadn't missed a step. And then I was talking to Zane, Molly Holly, when she came down that entrance ramp, my jaw dropped. That woman is gorgeous. And she did a great job in the ring. Kelly struggled, but she always struggled a little bit, but she still looked good. I think a lot of these ladies could still go if they weren't doing it. Then Trish Stratus, what you guys say, Trish Stratus is one of the most fit women in the world. But, yeah, I agree with you. You've got to get the push for some of your younger talent. It's a shame. So.
Well, it was amazing to see them in the Royal Rumble. I was happy to see Trish and Lita and everybody to come in. And that 30 women Royal Rumble was just awesome to watch. That was a heck of a match. They did a heck of a job. I loved it. I already knew who was going to win it what's her name?
Asuka.
Asuka. I can't pronounce it these days to save my tongue. She's still undefeated.
Yeah.
When are they going to make her streak end?
WrestleMania.
But then the biggest surprise, Ronda Rousey comes out.
Uh-huh.
Wearing Roddy Piper's leather jacket.
Uh-huh.
Don't like it.
You didn't like it? They were great friends.
I mean, is she going to be like Brock Lesnar? Is she only going to make a couple of appearances? Or is she going to be a on the roster, Monday Night Raw, full time? I think they need to. I mean, but from what I understand, Ronda Rousey and The Rock will be at WrestleMania against Triple H and Stephanie McMahon.
What?
Yep.
What?
That's what I understand. It's going to be the match.
What?
The Rock. Uh-huh. Do you smell what The Rock is cooking? I'm not going to smell it a bit because it's going to put me to sleep. I don't want to see that. I'm going to smell something all right, but I can't say what it is. It's nothing. It's not. That's what you've got, new. The Rock.
I don't know if I like that idea or not. So I'll have to think on that one.
Yes, we all will have to think on that one. Too bad. Whoa.
Yeah.
When I heard it, I just shook my head and went, okay. No.
So that's the internet rumor. Nothing official yet.
No, that's the internet rumor that it's going to be Ronda Rousey, The Rock, Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. Yeah, that's what it's going to be. And if it is, okay, you want to ruin WrestleMania? Go right ahead. Because that's going to be a match nobody really wants to see. They want to see Ronda go up against somebody with the title. Maybe
Asuka.
Charlotte. Or Charlotte, yeah. I think it'd be good for Charlotte.
Wow, that's...
Yeah.
I can see why they would do it because of what happened a couple of years ago at WrestleMania when they were in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right when Ronda Rousey was so hot, and then her next fight she got beat, in a minute or less? And I don't know. I don't... That just floors me, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's... When I heard what they were planning on doing, it was a face plant, and it's like, okay, this is how you want to bring in this world champion in mixed martial arts, and you're going to put her in a match with The Rock, who was one of the biggest superstars in the WWE, and you're going to put her in a match with Triple H and fingers down a chalkboard, Stephanie McMahon. Okay, take the pipe away, someone, please, because you're not smoking the right thing right now.
But will it be worse than John Cena and Nikki against The Miz and Maurice?
Nothing could be worse than that. That right there was that was like looking in the TV screen and all you see was nothing but fuzz. That was basically it. No, I don't know.
That's about like you and I when we were first learning to shave, right? You know,
yes,
nothing but fuzz.
And speaking of The Miz, did you like the Intercontinental title changing hands again between him and Roman Reigns?
Well, okay, I guess I'm not caught up. When did this happen?
Oh, shoot. Okay, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Sorry.
Spoiler alert.
Wait a minute. Well, I guess you didn't have the 25th anniversary yet. You haven't caught up with all that?
Well, I thought I was caught up on Raw, and maybe I'm not.
That's when he won the title.
Yeah, but The Miz won it back.
No.
Oh, The Miz beating... Yeah, I love The Miz beating Roman Reigns.
Okay, then. Yeah, okay. That's what I was saying. The Miz winning the title
I thought it was the other way. You confused me.
Sorry.
Oh, you scared me, man, because I love The Miz. You know, I do. I love The Miz, so because he is awesome. I want to be a member of The Miztourage, by the way. I don't know how I could do that, but I think I should be a member of The Miztourage, don't you?
I think we all should be these days. I mean, he is. He's the hottest thing right now. He's 8-time Intercontinental Champion, which him and Finn Balor should go at it for the Universal title. That would be a heck of a match to watch.
That would be fun, yeah. Now, Miz just re-signed up. He signed up for another 4-year contract. So he's going to be around for a while, probably doing more Marine movies. And so he's going to be around for a while. He's almost getting babyface heat right now, but he still turns the crowd against him. And speaking of a younger talent that's getting a little bit of push, how about do you like to walk with Elias, man?
Oh, my gosh. That's one where they are pushing him very well. I like him. He can play the guitar somewhat, but he can't sing. He needs to take some singing lessons someday. But he's a good. I think he would make a good Intercontinental Champion or U.S. Champion. But I know that's not going to happen. But they're pushing him very well, and I'm glad that they are.
Yeah, me too. I like his stick. Yeah.
Especially when he was kicking, what's his name? When he kicked, what's his name at the Royal Rumble? Oh,
Heath Slater.
Heath Slater. When he kicked Heath Slater when he was coming down the ramp, that I laughed. I went, I know what he's fixing to do. Boom.
That whole thing with Heath Slater at the Royal Rumble. Whoever came up with that, that was one of the best short storylines that I have seen in so long. I absolutely loved that little segment of the Royal Rumble for the men. Heath Slater, yeah, I got kids, baby. So, and he's got an above-ground pool, and he just paid for it with his performance there. It was great.
Heath Slater, I'm sorry, you are a comic relief of the WWE, but when I watch it, I know something really bad's fixing to happen to that man. When he opens up his mouth, somebody's going to either hurt him or somebody's going to say something or do something to the man. But, yeah, Heath Slater's good, but I'm sorry. When you went into the Royal Rumble, we already knew you were fixing to get thrown out in about maybe 20 seconds or maybe 10. The only thing that really upset me with the Royal Rumble was this. They didn't set up Cena and The Undertaker for WrestleMania.
You still think that's going to happen?
Yes, I really do. I really think they're going to do it. If it is, it's going to be the torch will finally be passed by The Undertaker to Cena, but Cena's fixing to go bye-bye anyways. I mean, he's already made the statement about 2 or 3 more years, and he's about done. This will be, no pun intended, the last ride for Mark Calloway. This will be the last. This will be the last ride.
I don't see it. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're wrong. Mm-hmm. But I don't see it. But that promo was kind of confusing. By the way, I don't mean to interrupt you too much, but
go ahead.
Did you hear John Cena was on the Today Show this week?
Oh, really?
Yeah, John Cena was on the Today Show, and he was talking about his engagement with Nikki Bella, because evidently on Total Bellas or Total Divas or whatever that show is being called now, there was a segment where they were having some problems, and John even said that they almost called off the engagement.
And I actually,
yeah, I have some of that audio, and we're going to play that for you. Yeah, it was on the Today Show.
Isn't marriage all about sacrifice?
It's about time John starts making some.
So we really want to call this off?
And, I think in relationships you have highs and lows,
sure.
And that was an extreme low.
Wow.
And you have two choices. You either jump ship and start a new relationship or move forward and try to work through it. And we're going to move forward and try to work through it.
Sure. So we're still on track, though.
The wedding's still going to happen, huh?
Like I said, we have, I believe we both have some work to do, and we're genuinely trying our best to work through it. So I'm very happy to say that it's in a situation where we're working through. We haven't yet jumped ship, so.
You have two people that their lives are all jumbled up between the WWE and real life. And it's like what Ric Flair said. How many times has that man been married? Six times that man has been married. He said that wrestling and marriage don't go hand in hand. It just doesn't work. It doesn't matter if you're in the same profession. It doesn't work. So if it does happen, I'll be shocked. But they'll work it out somehow. You never know. I mean, money talks. Money talks.
And you know what walks, yeah?
Mm-hmm, that's true, too.
Yeah, and it's walking with Elias right now, I'm telling you that. So.
The Universal title, let's see what happens there. I still liked it when Brock Lesnar nearly knocked out Braun Strowman at the Royal Rumble.
We wanted to wish the Big Show the best. You had actually sent this to me, and I didn't see it until this morning, what you had sent about the Big Show. You know, he had that hip surgery. And actually, he was supposed to be back by now, and he caught an infection in that, I guess they were putting in some metal parts into his hip. I don't know if it was a partial hip replacement, I think. And he got an infection, and that is so, so dangerous, especially when you're talking about hip replacement surgery. Be down again for quite a while. I don't know if he'll ever come back, to be honest with you, so...
I don't see him coming back. I think it's time for him to retire.
Yeah, it probably is.
It's time for you to retire. You've done everything in professional wrestling. You've held championships. You've done some amazing matches. The only one that really embarrassed you was all the gimmicks that they had you do from he was Big Goldust, or he went up against Floyd Money Mayweather in WrestleMania. That was a joke. Yeah. But, it's time for the Big Show to retire. Yeah, it was a good Royal Rumble. I can't wait to see the Elimination Chamber, see how that works. Let's see what else can go right or wrong. I mean, they brought back Rey Mysterio. That was amazing.
That was cool. You know, I got to meet Rey this past year. Zane and I went to an event he was at and got to take a couple of pictures with him. That was kind of cool, so...
Let's see how long he lasts. I really don't think he'll last that long. Maybe a couple appearances, and then he'll drift off into the sunset, more than likely.
Have you seen his son?
No, I haven't.
Dominic, I think is his name. He was the same one that they did the storyline back in the Attitude Era when Eddie Guerrero was trying to take away Rey's son. This was actually Rey's son. Dominic, I think, is his name. This kid is huge. He's like 6'2", 6'3". And Ray's, what, 5'5", or something like that? So I think he is training to become a wrestler, too. He did some stuff at Lucha Underground, just some spot work, you know, in the crowd. So,
well, do you know if Chris Benoit's nephew, or if it's his nephew or his cousin, is in the WWE in the training center right now, and they took a picture of him. He looks just like Chris Benoit.
Wow.
in the face.
Wow.
Perfect. Wow. I mean, if you put the two side by side, you couldn't tell them apart.
And what a tragedy that story was. That's
That story, he should be in the Hall of Fame.
With a disclaimer.
Yeah, he should be in the Hall of Fame, like China should be in the Hall of Fame.
I bet that's going to happen this year.
I hope so.
That will happen. If it's not this year, it'll happen next year.
Well, I hope so. I mean, yeah. She needs to be in the Hall of Fame. There's a lot of people that need to be in the Hall of Fame. And that's something else we could talk on the podcast about is who all that the WWE has not put in the Hall of Fame that needs to be.
Get the list together, man. We'll do that the next time we're doing Chris on the Mat.
Cool. Sounds like a winner to me.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
And I look better, just a happy Rusev Day.
Well, that was the biggest sleeping pill that I've ever had with the 25th anniversary of Raw, so I can't pronounce it these days to save my tongue.
But it's obvious that he's been living in the South for a while because Lana is the best. Lana's number one.
It's a beautiful day in your neighborhood. Have a baseball bat while you're at it.
When did this start? Where's the waffles?
Get the shovel ready because they're fixing to be buried.
Yeah, we were talking wrestling at one point.
Mr. Sacco helped. I don't know. I don't.
I'm pretty sure he brought out some pancakes.